Lamed Aleph Beis. Okay, Tana Rabbanon. So we're in the throes of honoring one's parents, etc. So Tana Rabbanon learned in a brisa. So there's two things that it says. It says in Parsha Kedoshim, Ish imay va'aviv tira'u, that you're supposed to fear the parents. And the other one is kaved asavicha v'simecha, to honor. So what's the difference between fearing your parents and honoring your parents? Says the Braisa, what's the ezu moira v'ezu kaved? What's the definition of fearing and what's the definition of honoring? It's moira. Fear means la'omerim kaimai, don't stand in his spot. La'yeshurim kaimai, don't sit in his chair. La'otoser estvarav, don't contradict his words. V'lo'machriyoi, and don't weigh into an argument. That means, presumably, even on the same side. So, if the father is arguing with somebody else, then it's not the son's business to come in and say. And
you can't say father's right.
Father's right, or sure, not the other guy's right, but even the father's right, because that's sort of showing that. At least it's only water.
Rashi actually touches the other way, that he's going against his father.
No, he says, Lamech on
Besoy.
Yeah.
The last Rashi.
Nirim Divrei Ploini. No.
The other guy's right.
No, either way. I took that to mean either way. It's not his business to mix in altogether.
I thought here he would have said Nirim Divrei Ovid if he was referring to
his father. I think it means both ways, because Machriya means to weigh him down.
We'll put it in the whatever basket.
Okay. So that is the definition. What is going on here? This is the definition of Moira. Then we have the definition case of Kibud. What's the definition of honoring one's parents? Machil, give them to eat, or mashke, give them to drink. Malbish, help them get dressed. Mechasa, cover them up. If they need covering, get the old blanket out, you know, while you're sitting there. Machnis or moitzi, take them in, take them out, give them a lift.
I'm assuming this means in old age, because machnis or moitzi, when the parents are still young.
No, when it's a coveted way, obviously, yeah. Not when it's not a coveted way. Okay. So that's the definitions of Moira and definition of Kibud. Is Yiboylehu, the question is, so we said that Kibud means that you feed the father, give him breakfast, give him a drink, give him a chocolate biscuit. Is Michel me, top of the page. The question is, who has to pay for it? Is the obligation on the son to serve breakfast, but not to pay for it, just to serve it? Or does it mean that the son even has to supply? Is Rabbi Yehuda Omar Mishal Bain? Rabbi Yehuda says the son even has to supply. And Rabbi Nosson Bar Oshia Omar Mishal Ov. Rabbi Nosson Bar Oshia says that it's the father. In other words, you go to the father's house, you take stuff from his pantry, from his pantry and make him breakfast. Is Oyrele Rabbanon Rabbi Yirmiyah? The rabbis taught to Rabbi Yirmiyah, some say it was Rabbi Yirmiyah's son, commander Omar Mishal Ov. Like, according to the opinion, that it's from the father. So the father finances it, but the son has to do the actual effort of making breakfast. Now, so that's what the Gemara concluded, is Meisve. Now, I'll ask you a kasha. It talks about honoring your parents. It says honor your father and your mother. And it says kabed es Hashem ma'incha, that you honor Hashem from your treasures, from your stuff. Yeah. So when you honor Hashem, He doesn't pay for it. Well, not directly, anyway. Yeah. Not in an obvious manner. Is ma'ala halim bechisorin kis. So when you honor Hashem, if you do things to honor Hashem, you got to pay for it. You can't send the bill to heaven, right? So you pay for it, chisorin kis, and it costs you money, is afkan. So when you honor your parents, it's also bechisorin kis. It compares, in a few places, the Torah compares these two things. So you've got to honor, you have to honor your parents also where it costs you money, not just taking their money.
Honoring your parents with money, I'm sure that means only if they're really poor, not if they're sort of rich.
That's part of the discussion. That's the machlokes.
Love, Dafke. You go down to Hamish to buy the chocolate biscuits, and you don't ask him to pay you back. Doesn't matter if he's rich or not. Yeah.
But we're trying to make a limud. We're learning from the honor of Hashem, which costs a buck.
Yeah, the Iyamarta.
In the case of a cost a buck, Hashem provides the back in the first place.
Okay, so but it's indirect. Iyamarta Mishalov, if you'll tell me that the pshat is that the father has to pay for it and the kid only has to do it, is my nafka lemine. then there's no chisar in kiss. What does he lose? He doesn't lose anything. And says the Gemara, he does, because the bitul malacha, he still has to take off time off work. So he loses wages. So in that sense, even if the father pays for the bill, but the son is losing his time and he could be working,
still costs him.
So it still costs him, and that's the thing. But the actual payment for the food is the father has to do. Okay, so that's at this stage the Gemara's conclusion is Toshima. Let's come and try to learn weiter. Beis Achin, if you have two brothers, let's say, or Shne, that means that they inherited something. So they own something together. Or the Shnei Shutfin. Or even, sorry, a lot, sorry, I said not necessarily, I said that, but it's not necessarily inherited something. They're just brothers. So the brothers are close. So you might think that they're considered one entity financially. Like sometimes in the BIW list, it says, you know, family, whatever. Yeah, and it treats them as one entity, because if you had to split them all out, then the bottom few would fall out, because there wouldn't be, if you split out a family of five people, then you end up with 205 on the list of 200, which you can't do. Yeah, so sometimes it talks about the family and it calls it one entity. So you have two brothers, or the Shnei Shutfin, or you have two partners, or Ha'avu Benoi, your father with a son, or Rabbi Talmida, your teacher and a student. So in other words, the Havamina is that these people are very connected, and therefore you might think of them as one entity. Nevertheless, Paidim Zela Zeh Maiser Sheni. So the din is, when you redeem Maiser Sheni, Maiser Sheni means after you took Maiser Rishon, in years 1, 2, 4, and 5 of the Shemitah cycle, the second Maiser has to be taken to Yerushalayim and eaten there. What happens if it's too hard to schlep? So you redeem it with money. How much money do you have to redeem it for? Whatever it costs. Except the only thing is that if you redeem your own, you got to add on 25% surcharge. If you redeem somebody else's, you don't add on 25% surcharge. So he says, Paidim Zelazer means they redeem for each other without the surcharge. Even though they're very close, but they're not considered one entity. So if a son redeems the father's Maiser Sheni, he does not pay the chomish, the extra surcharge. Yeah? So that means they're not considered the same entity. Not only that, but in the years where it's Maiser Oni, year 3 and year 6, where you got to give it to the poor, if the father's poor or the son is poor, there or the brother, whatever, they can give it to each other. They're not considered one entity. If a person can't give tzedakah to himself, he can't say, I'm poor, I'm giving my tzedakah to myself. Yeah, but he can give it to somebody else. So therefore, we're saying that a son giving to his father is considered somebody else. But hang on a second. When we talk about kibbutz, if the kibbutz is supposed to come from the son, that means what's supposed to happen? The son is supposed to buy the father breakfast. But if the father's poor, he can give him maaser oni. He's taking something that should go to the poor. He's taking tzedakah and using it to be yotze something that he would have to pay anyway. So he's giving tzedakah to his father, but it's not tzedakah to his father.
It's his obligation. He's taking it out of his money.
Yeah, he's saving himself an expense, because if not for the tzedakah, he would have to pay for it himself. And instead, he's taking tzedakah money to pay for it. How could that be? Yeah. So l'chayra, that proves that it's the father's money, and therefore there isn't the obligation on the son to spend his money. And for the Gemara, like tzricha, no, we're talking about lahadofa. If it's not enough, what the son provided him wasn't enough, and he needs more, then he can get it off the Maiser Oni. So the son is still obligated, so he's not paying off his debt with the money of Maiser, but then if what he paid isn't enough, then he can give him Maiser Oni as well. Yeah. Is Fred the Gemara Ihachi Bazoi Hana the Katani? Is that what it says Allah regarding this Brisa Omar of Yehuda Tove Me'ira Lamisha Machala Saviv Maiser Oni? It's like a curse on somebody who gives his father his Maiser Oni. Why? That sounds like it's a bad thing. Presumably because he should pay for it from his own money, not from his stock of money. If you're talking about to give extra where what he gave wasn't enough, my nafkamina, why? What's wrong? Why are you cursing him? Yeah, he gave what he's obligated, and it wasn't enough, so he takes extra, he tops it up from the stock of money. Says the Gemara, filu hochi, even so, zilu be milsa. It's cheapening his father when he takes money from the stocker pushka and he gives it to his father. It's like, here, you're a schnorrer.
You're a design tzedakah.
No, you're a schnorrer. I'm giving you some money from my tzedakah money. It doesn't look good. It's not respectful, so therefore he shouldn't do it.
So you say the same things about the Talmud and Rav? We think the Talmud does still have, you also say that it's the Hadoffer that he's really having.
There's definitely no requirement for a Talmud to pay. It's not Hadoffer. The Talmud doesn't have any chiyuv
to be Michael.
To be Michael is his Rav. This is a unique thing for Kibbutz. Toshima, yeah. So let's try again. Shalos Rabbi Lezer. They asked Rabbi Lezer, Ad Heichan Kibbutz. How far does honoring your father go? What's the limit? The aim and a mother is Amalehem. So he answered them. That the father could take a wallet full of money. We'll see. And I'll throw the wallet in the sea in front of him. And he doesn't embarrass the father by saying, you idiot, or whatever. Right? So therefore, that's the test of Kibbutz, that a son should watch his father do this without saying anything. If it's the father's money, it's my nafkaliminis, so what's the big deal? It's the father throws his own money into the sea, and the son doesn't say anything. That's not a big nisoyan, is it? And so the Gemara answers. Oh, and for the Gemara, Beroyla Yoshe. That's called skiing, right? When you spend the kid's inheritance. So he says, if he's throwing in, hey, I'm going to inherit that money, and the father throws it into the sea, and the son doesn't say anything, so that's the epitome of Kibbutz.
It could be he doesn't say anything, but he dives in after it.
Could be. V'chi harda Rabba bar Rav Huna. Like the story with Rabba, the son of Rav Huna. The Rav Huna, kara shiroi ba'ampe Rabba bere. Rav Huna ripped a piece of silk garment in front of his son Rabba. Omar, because he said, Ezel echse irosach elay irosach. I want to test him. I want to see if he's going to get angry or not. I want to test his patience. Freddy Gemara, what sort of a test is that? The Dilma Rosach, maybe it would have worked, and the son would get angry. And he's transgressed of not putting a stumbling block before a blind person. In other words, you're not
put
supposed
to test.
You don't tempt somebody to do an Avera, because they might do it, and then you've transgressed. What's the Chochmah? Wonderful. What if he doesn't pass the test? What if he doesn't pass the test? You've made him do an Avera.
That's right. But I'm saying, if he didn't pass the test, the father would have an Avera in demonstration.
Oh, that's a second. We'll say that in a second. 1 minute. First of all, let's get the Kibbutz question out of the way. So the first question is, how can you put the son to a test like that, where he might get angry and he'll transgress and he'll be over Kibbutz, and therefore the father has caused the son to sin? His answer is the Gemara de Mochel Eli Kore. As part of the transaction, the father was Moichel. He was what's the word Moichel?
He was foregoing
his honor. So he's Moichel. He says, I don't mind if he calls me an idiot. So then, even if the son says you idiot, he's not transgressing because the father was Moichel. He wanted to see if his son gets angry or not. And he ahead of time he said, if he does get angry, I'm Moichel. So therefore, the son wouldn't be over on transgressing on Kibbutz, and this way he could see.
Now,
Fred the Gemara, Fred Yehuda, by the Hakamim Shumba Tashchis. What sort of a thing is that? He ripped something and destroys it. Does Bal Tashchis destroying things just to see a test? And for the Gemara, the Avilei Bepumbaini. He does the old Pumbaini maneuver, which is when he rips it along the seam. Yeah, he rips it on the seam, so it's very easy to put it back together again. So he's not, it's not Baltashkis. You just sew it back up. Fred the Gemara, 1 second. If you're ripping it on the seam and it's very easy to put back together again, what sort of a test? Maybe that's why the son didn't get angry. Because he saw, oh, I could see what he's doing. Ripping on the seam, we'll just put it back in. And for the Gemara, he did it when he was angry. So he showed that he was ripping it in anger. So therefore, the chances were that if the son is the son was angry. So therefore, the chances were that if the son was angry, he would just say, "You idiot, what are you doing?" So therefore, he tested him.
You want to see if he's angry.
He's already angry. Because if he gets more, to see if he gets more angry.
What sort of things does he get angry about?
Yeah, what sort of thing is he angry about?
wind the clock back and have a look what made him angry in the first
place. Tosfos says over here that when he's moichel on his kavod, he has to tell him in advance, because otherwise he was niskaven to do an avera, because he didn't know that the father was moichel on his kavod. That would be also no good. But if he told him in advance,
no test either.
Even in advance, is still against the spirit to dishonor your father?
Certainly.
And you still be lying in the way.
The moichel on the kavod means that the father forgives you.
Yeah.
But you've still done the wrong thing.
Well, so that's what Tosfos says. It says, unless the father tells him ahead of time,
when I rip this
I'm
thing
quite
in
happy.
Order to test you to
that's
see
right.
if you're going to get angry,
yeah.
you
then
should know
you
that
should know
that
I'm
moichel
if you're
in
called me an idiot.
Yeah.
Yeah, but if the father's moichel, genuinely moichel, you'd still be up for punishment for...
Well, you wouldn't have transgressed Kibbutz because his father was mine. No.
But certainly not recommended.
Maybe it's not good behavior, but... Okay, weiter. Maskilay Rabbi Cheskel the Rami Berei. So Rabbi Cheskel had two sons. One was called Rami, and the other one was called Rabbi Yehuda, which is the Rabbi Yehuda, the Amori Rabbi Yehuda. Yeah. So Rabbi Cheskel was teaching the Mishnah, the Mishnah in Sanhedrin, and he was teaching to his son
Rami,
and he taught him as follows: Hanisrafim b'niskalim. Someone who's chayiv shreifa got mixed up with a bunch of people who are chayiv skila. Yeah. So what happens usually when things get mixed up with each other? You say you go after the majority. What do you mean he got mixed up? That guy's Reuven, that guy's Shimon. It means that there was a psak din given by Beis Din, and for some reason we can't go back and check what the psak was. And we know of that group of people standing there. There was a group of people who were chayiv skila, and one guy was chayiv shreifa, and now they're mixed up, but we don't remember which one was the shreifa. And all the rest of them are skila. Yeah? So what do? So the principle is, you cannot make a person get a worse misa than he was mechuyev. You can give him an easier one, you can't give him a worse one. It's Rabbi Shimon Omer, Yadonu b'skila. Says Rabbi Shimon that they all get skila. Even the Srefa guy gets skila. Shasrefa chamura, because Srefa's worse. So you can't take any of them and give them Srefa in case... It was supposed to be skila. Can't give him a worse punishment than he already deserves. So that was the way Rabbi Cheskel quoted. Yeah, that if one guy who's chayv shreifa got mixed up with a bunch of people who are chayv skila, then you give him skila because shreifa is stricter. Is Omer le Rabbi Yehuda? So Rabbi Yehuda was listening while his father was teaching his brother. Rabbi Yehuda Berei, Rabbi Yehuda, his son, says to him, Abba, Dad, leitisni hachi, don't learn like that, because if it's nisrafim bin iskalim, that means that what? That there's more skila people, and less srefa people. And therefore, my irya srefa chamura. If that was the case, Rabbi Shimon wouldn't have to say it's because srefa stricter. Typically, the ruban iskalim minu. Even if you just set a blanket, go after the majority, if most of them are beskila, then that would be the majority anyhow. Elohachi isne, but the words should be the other way around. And iskalim ben israfim. If a minority of skila people got mixed up with a majority of srefa people, you still give them skila.
More skila with less skilled people.
You still give them skila because they have to give them the more lenient one, even though the srefa is a majority. That's the chiddush of Rabbi Shimon. So that's what Rabbi Yehuda said to his father, Rabbi Cheskel. So Rabbi Cheskel said, "Bazoi, if you're right, mankind, Rabbi Yehuda, is a masefa. How are you going to explain the next part? The next part is that the rabbis argue, and they say, give him sreifa, shaskila chamura, because skila is stricter, so give him sreifa."
Isn't this also machlokes Rabbi Shimon Chachamim?
It is. It's a Mishnah.
Of which is
it's a Mishnah. It's a Mishnah in Sanhedrin. But here the point is, which one got mixed up with which? So he says, if you're telling me it's talking about a majority of Shreifa guys, and that's why Rabbi Shimon says give him skila anyway because it's lenienter, then how do you explain the Chachamim? The Chachamim say give him Shreifa because skila is stricter. Is if the majority are shreifa guys, my uya the skila chamura. Why do they have to say the reason is that skila is stricter? Typically, the ruban is roughen inu. Why don't you just say most of them are shreifa guys anyhow? As Amalei, so he says to him, no, the rachachamim came second. It hasam rabbanan who the kamer the Rab Shimon. There, it's the chachamim answering back to Rab Shimon. Whoever opened up the batting had to say the thing That was the chiddush. And then the other one can argue with
him. Respond to it, yeah.
Responding to it. So Rav Shimon says a chiddush that even though Sreifa is the majority, the Sreifim are a majority, we're going to give him skila because it's linear. Come the Chachamim and they say to Rav Shimon, to Kamarta Sreifa Chamura, Loi Skila Chamura. Your argument that we shouldn't go by the majority, we should go by the linear one, which is skila, is not true because Sreifa is lenienter and therefore we will go by Sreifa, which aside from the fact that it's a majority, it's also lenienter, and therefore as a reaction to Rav Shimon, it makes sense for them to say that. So that was the discussion about the Yetzer Mishnah in Sanhedrin. Is Shmuel, who was the teacher of Rav Yehuda, he heard this whole exchange. Is Amale Shmuel Rav Yehuda? So Shmuel says to Rav Yehuda, Shinana, my Talmudul, don't talk to your father like that. What did he say to him? The words were Abba, Dad, don't say that. Say this, yeah? So it was like chutzpedik. So he says, don't tell your father that. The Tanya, we learned in the Braisa, if a person sees his father transgressing Divrei Torah, don't come out and say it. Dad, you transgressed Divrei Torah. But say to him, Abba, Dad, kach kosov b'Torah, azay shteit in Torah, or maybe it's with the wonder question. Kach kosov b'Torah, is that what it says? What you're doing, is that right? So the Gemara says back, that's just as chutzpedik, because when you say it like that, it's still telling him off. Kach kosov b'Torah, tzuru kamasarele. You're still giving him pain by saying like that. Oh, with what you're doing, right? Elo aimalai, but you should say it as quite a pasuk, Abba. No, it depends on the tone of voice, doesn't it? You say to him, Abba, Dad, Mikra Kasa B'Torah Kach. Oh, isn't there a pasuk in the Torah that says this, 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 and this? So you don't say it in a way like you're telling him off. You just quote a pasuk, and he'll work it out for himself. That's what you're supposed to do. So you have to say it in a way that's not it's chutzpedik. So therefore, he told him not to talk like that. Okay. Now, next story. Elazar ben Masya. Next story. Elazar ben Masya Omer. Elazar ben Masya says, Abba Omer Hashkini Mayim. What happens if my father asked me to give him a glass of water? So I have a mitzvah to give my father a glass of water. Or mitzvah lasis, and I have another mitzvah to do. I have to go in daven or whatever. Learn. Put on tefillin. Is maniachani kovid Abba. So I'm going to put aside the mitzvah of honoring my father. Mitzvah, and I'm going to do the other mitzvah. Shaniva Abba Chayom the mitzvah, because me and my father both have to do the mitzvah. Yeah. So when I do a mitzvah, I'm going to daven. So it's honoring Hashem, and my father also has to honor Hashem. So we're both honoring Hashem by me going to daven, and therefore that's going to take precedence over pouring a cup of glass of water for my father. Is Isi ben Yehuda Omer? Isi ben Yehuda says, "Im efshel the mitzvah layosa deyachedim." If it's a mitzvah, not davening, but it's a mother mitzvah that can be done by somebody else. You can make a shliach, or someone else can do it. Is tayosa ayadeyachedim? Then let someone else do the mitzvah. V'yelechu bechavid aviv, and then he can honor his father, and then everybody's happy. God's happy because somebody did the mitzvah, and his father is going to honor his father. Yeah.
It depends on what type of mitzvah it is.
Yeah, it's a mitzvah.
If it's a poor person who needs to be looked after, so send someone else to look after him.
Yeah, that's
if you're about to run out of time to daven mincha, there's only a few minutes left, you got to go daven mincha.
Something you got to do yourself is one thing, but something that you can get someone else to do, then you can stay with your father and let someone else do it. It's Omar Rav Masna halacha kisi ben Yehuda. Rav Masna paskin is like kisi ben Yehuda, like we said. Omar Rav Yitzchak bar Shila, Omar Rav Masna, Omar Rav Chizda. Ha'av shamachal ha'kvayre kvayre machal. The father is... He waives his rights to honor. I can't think of the right word in English. He's mochel. He foregoes his rights to honor. Is mochel. He can do that. He can tell his son, I don't mind if you behave to me in an unhonorable manner. But harav shemochel akvede, but a teacher who is mochel on his kovid ain't kvede mochel. He's not allowed to be mochel on his kovid. But Rabbi Yosef Amar, that was Rav Chizda. Rav Yosef says, "Afilu harav shemochel akvede kvede mochel." Even a teacher wants to be mochel on his kavod. He can. Shenema v'Hashem halichif neim yoimim. Even Hashem, who was the ultimate teacher, he went in the desert and he was clearing the way for them, which was he was serving them.
Kaviyachol akvede kvede.
Yeah, so he was not taking on his kavod. Amar Rava. Rava says, what do you mean? Because Hashem was meichel on his kovid, that proves that a teacher was allowed to be meichel on his kovid? Hachi hashta, you're going to compare it like this? Hasam, when it's Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Olmo Dileihu, the world belongs to him, V'Torah Dilei, and the Torah belongs to him, and it's all him. Is Machal Eli Kare, it's his honor that he's got a right to be meichel on. But Halcha, Torah Dileihi, but over here, the teacher, why is a student honoring the teacher, the Rav? Because of the Torah that he learned, not because of his name is something. It's because of the Torah. It's Kavod HaTorah. Yeah, so he can. How can he be meichel on Kavod HaTorah? It's not his Torah to be meichel on. As Hadama Rava, then Rava said back, "Ain yes, Torah Dileihu. It is his Torah. Dichsiva v'teirasa yega yevim v'layla. That a person when once he learns Torah, it's the Torah nikras al shmoi. It's his Torah." So therefore, he can be meichel on his kavod atayra. He can be meichel on his kavod atayra, and even a teacher. Fredi Gemara Eini, it ain't so. Rava himself, Mashki Behilula Debrei, he was giving out l'chaims at the chasana of his son. Yeah, v'dol le'kasel of papa uler of huna. Bread of Yeshua, and he came over to pour a lechayim for Rav Papa and for the bread of Yeshua. We're sitting at the chasana, and they stood up when he approached the table. They stood up for him. They gave him kovod. The robber, the Rav Mori, the Rav Pinchas, bread Rav Chizda. When he came to the table where Rav Mori and Rav Pinchas were sitting, when he was pouring them the lechayim, they didn't get up. Azikpid, so he got breakers with them. But Omar, he said, Hanu Rabbonon Rabbonon, those rabbis are rabbis. But Hanu Rabbonon Lav Rabbonon, and these rabbis aren't rabbis. What? They can have respect for me, but you don't have respect for me. So he got upset. Vesu, and another story. Rav Papa have a mashke behelula da abba mar beret. Yeah, this is his brother-in-law. He was probably shikr. I mean, yeah, but he was still compared to Rav Pinchas, he was the gadol. Don't forget, Rav Chizda got married when he was 16, right? So even though Rava was a son-in-law, he probably wasn't much younger than him. Vesu, Rav Papa have a mashke behilula da Abba Mar Bray. Rav Papa was serving mashke at the chasna of his son Abba Mar. V'dolale lekasa le Rav Yitzchak bread of Yehuda, and he poured a lechayim for Rav Yitzchak bread of Yehuda. V'lei kame kame, and he didn't get up. V'ikpid, and he also got breges. Yeah. So wait a minute. You just said that if he's meichel on the covered, it's okay. So what are they doing? Getting breges? Is that filu hachi hider mevedly boy? Even when he's meichel, you have to show a little bit. So the guy says, "Don't stand up." So you act like you're about to give him covered. Yeah. We used to, when the teacher walked into the classroom, stand up. But most of the time we were lazy, we'd sort of go like this, you know. And then the teacher half the time would go, when Stewie used to walk in and just go like that, you know. So you sort of pretend that you're at least giving a little bit of COVID. Huh? You never stood up for a teacher? Well, there you go.
Yeah, but you went to the public school.
You were in Israel? Where were you?
Israel.
Ah, the Goyish school. Uh-huh.
But even in Talmud Torah, didn't
You see sometimes when people walk in, the rabbi walks in the room, people go, like a big effort, you know. Okay. Omar Rav Ashi says, Rav Ashi, feel the man, Omar Harav, Shemachal, Akveda, Akveda, Machal, even a Gwana says that a Rav can be Mechal, is covered. A Bernossi, Shemachal, Akveda, yeah, the Nossi, who's the chief head boss, ain't Kveda, Machal, he cannot be Mechal, is covered. He has to retain the covered. Meisav, now I'll ask you a kash on that. Meisav, Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Shua, Rabbi Tzadik. Meisav, Rabbi Lezer. They were sitting. Shehim Esubim Nebeis Mishta Benoish Rabbi Gamliel. They were sitting at the chasana of the son of Rabbi Gamliel. V'haya Rabbi Gamliel Omer Mashke Aleihem, and Rabbi Gamliel was standing there pouring out the mashke. Nasid Akeis Rabbi Lezer V'loi Notla. He gave a cup to Rabbi Lezer, and he wouldn't take it. He says, "You can't serve me.
I'm driving home."
He says, "No, you don't. You can't serve me. You're the Nasi." Nasid Rabbi Yeshua V'kibla. He gave it to Rabbi Yeshua, and he took it. I mean, it's not surprising that we're going to be treated Rabbi Yeshua, but anyway. Rabbi Yeshua took it. Rabbi Lezer says to him, Mazi Yeshua, What are you doing, Yeshua? Anu Yeshua Ramagamliel Lemina Mashkalena, we're sitting here Ramagamliel, the Nasi is serving us? It's on my life. So Rabbi Yeshua says to him, Matsinu Garami Menu Shashimesh. We find someone even greater than Ramagamliel who served. Avram Godol Hador Haya. Avram Avinu was the Godol Hador. He was the only Jew, so he must have been the Godol Hador. The Kosov boy, and it says when there were the Malachim came, they're looking like Arabs, so who Eimer Aleyem, that he was standing there serving. Tachas Ha'etz Vayachedlu. They sat and he was the waiter. V'shem HaTemru Kamalecha Asharis Nidmulei. Ah, you'll tell me that Avram knew that they were Malachim, and therefore he was giving them covered because they were angels. Lein Nidmulei Ela Arvim. They looked like Arabs. Yeah, and that's why he made them wash their feet. Avram Avinu thought they were Arabs. And nevertheless, he was serving and standing and then giving.
He was serving because they couldn't serve themselves in his place. So he had to, in a practice.
Yeah, but he could have got the kids. He had lots of servants. Could have got them to do it. Va'anu, so we, lo yehei Rabbi Gamliel b'rebi yomer mashkaleinu, shouldn't the great Rabbi Gamliel, even though he's the Nasi, he should be able to come and serve us? So that's Rabbi Yeshua answered back to Belezer. Amal Ham Rabbi Tzadik. Rabbi Tzadik said to them, "And Masi Atem Menichin Kveidah Shomakim, but Ta'eskim Mekaved Abrius. Why are you leaving aside the covet of Hashem and you're talking about the covet of people? Yeah, don't compare Avram Avinu Rabbi Gamliel. The Eibishter himself, a Kadosh Baruch Hu, Mashiv Ruchos, the God who's the one who blows the wind, Umal Nesiim, and he makes the rain come up, Umayrid Motor, and he makes the rainstorms, Umatzmiach Adoma, he makes the stuff grow out of the ground, V'erech Shulchan, Lifnei Kol Echad Ve'Echad, and he sets the table for us. God himself gives us our stuff. So he's like serving us. Yeah? So if God can serve us, himself, for honor, lo yehei Rabbi Gamliel b'ribi yehemir mashkaleinu. If it's good enough for God, it's good enough for Rabbi Gamliel. So therefore,
so
we see that a nasi can be meichel on his covered, yeah. As we see, Rabbi Gamliel was meichel on his covered. Ela itzmar hachi itzmar. If Rav Ashi said something, then it must have been as follows. Amar Rav Ashi, afil amando amar nasi shel meichel akveder kveder meichel. Even if you hold that the nasi can be meichel on his covered, amar melech shel meichel akveder yank kveder meichel. The king, the melech, who is not allowed to be meichel on his covered, should amar same tossim melech melech. You got to put a king upon yourself. What the word soim tossim is a like a contraction of shetehei a masa elecha, that his fear has to be on you. The king has absolutely a dictatorship. You have to have fear of the king. He cannot be moichel. Okay, Tana Rabbanan. Let's quickly finish off. It says in the pasuk in Kedoshim that before an elderly person, you should stand up. Yachal afilu mipnei zaken. Most of the rules apply to Melech Yisrael also. I would assume it's both. Tana Rabbanim. Nei Seva Tokim, you have to stand up before an elderly person. Yachala Philip Nezakana Shmoy. So you might think, even if it's literally a guilty old person, an old guy who's not so from. Talmud Lemar Zakin. So he says, a Zakin. What's a Zakin? Ain't Zakin the Chacham. A Zakin means a wise man. Shanemar, as for Li Shivim Ish, Mizikna Yisrael. I will gather for me, Moshe Rabbeinu says, I will gather for me, Hashem said to Moshe, I will gather 70 men, Mizikna Yisrael, and it means Chachamim, yeah, because Hashem Yadat, Hashem Zikna Meshoytov, that means not just any old people, any old guys, but Chachamim. So you don't have to stand up for a Zokin Hashmoy. Rabbi Yisrael Aglili Yemer, Ein Zokin Alam Nishakana Chachma. A Zokin means one who acquired wisdom. As Rashi says, Zokin is a contraction of the word Zeshekana. That's where the word Zokin comes from. Shanemar, Hashem Kanoni Reishis Darkoi. Hashem acquired me, Reishis Darkoi, the beginning of his ways. That means that Reishis is Reishis Chachma. Yeah? So that means the first thing is the Chachma. Yachal Yam upon a Makim Rachik. So you might think that if you see a Chacham coming, you've got to stand up from a long distance, 5 miles away. Talmud Lemar, Tokum Vahadarta. You should get up. The next word in the sentence is Vahadarta, and you give him honor. Loya Marti Kime Elav Makim Sheyeshido. You stand up in a way that it's honorable. If you stand up 3 hours before he gets there, then you don't recognize the honor there. Yachal Yadrenab a moment. Maybe you have to honor him by giving him money. Talmud Lemar, Tokum Vahadarta. stand up and give him honor. Ma kim Hashem b'chisorin kis, just like standing up doesn't cost you anything. Afhidur nami afhidur Hashem b'chisorin kis, you only honor him, but it doesn't have to cost you money. Yachal yamim vanim esa kisa yibes amerchatz. Maybe you'll think that if you're in the dunny and he walks in, you have to stand up. Hopefully. Whatever, I won't
hopefully
go into won't go into too much detail. Or in the Beis Hamerchitz and the Mikveh, or whatever. Talmud Lomer Tokum V'Hadarta. Le'yamarti Kima L'Makom Sheshidur. Only stand up when it's honorable. If you're going to stand up when you're in a dunny, it's not honorable, so don't do it. Yachol Yatzi Main of Kamisha Leira. Oh, you might think it's okay just to shut your eyes and pretend that you can't see him. Machtis, they don't have to stand up. Pretend you didn't see him. Talmud Lomer Tokum V'Yareisa. The pasuk then continues V'Yareisa. You have to fear Hashem. Dover Hamas of Lalev, Nemar by Rasab Kach. Whenever it says fear Hashem, it's something that's in your heart. No one's gonna know whether you really saw him or not, but God knows. So you have to fear God, and God knows if you're pretending you didn't see him when you really did. How do I know when an older Zokin comes in, he shouldn't dafke walk in and bother everybody to get up before him? The Zokin also has to have Yerushalayim, and he shouldn't make people get up for nothing. He says it means any old guy. Any Seva. Seva means an old person. So the Cheva, that's the same as the first guy we had before who said any old guy, not necessarily. Chacham is the Gemara answers. Ika benayu yonik v'chacham, a young chacham, according to whoever it was, Rabbi Yossi Aglili, is a young chacham. Is also you have to stand up. He's called a zaken because a zaken doesn't mean old. A zaken means he's smart. Tanakama sabar yonik v'chacham loy. The first guy says yes if he's even if he's a chacham, but if he's a young guy, you don't have to stand up. And Rabbi Yisrael Glili sabar afil yonav chacham. My time with Rabbi Yisrael Glili, what does he say? That I'm a lacha. Isol kedata kedama tanakama. If the tanakama was right, im kediyot rachmana mipnei seva zaka and talking about darta. An old wise smart guy stand up. Mashta de polgino rachmana. Why did the Torah split a seva and a zaka? Lameima the high love high, the high love high. That a zaka and a seva are two different things. There's the old man and the smart man. That means even the smart man is not old, they have to stand up. The Tanakhama says no. The reason why it split them off is because it wants to put in the V'Yareisa that has at the end that you have to have your Shemayim and not pretend. The Tanakhama, my time, eyes, and that's a good answer back to the Tanakhama. Is Esau Kadaita Kidgam Rabbi Yisrael Glili? If Rabbi Yisrael Glili is right, Imkein Yitav Rechmono, Mipnei Seva Tokum, top of the page, Vahadarto. And then Tokum Vahadarto Pnei Zokin, it should say it again. Umid Leikaz of Hachi. The fact that it doesn't repeat the Tokum Vahadarto for both, it's the Zokin and the Seva, is Shmamino Chadu. That means the Zokin and the Seva is all one thing. And therefore, it's only a smart, wise guy, but not a young, wise guy.
Okay, which is why people are older than Belozov and Nazar.